Ryan Kanoff, otherwise known on the street as
the naked skydiver?
That's where I was headed, yes. Otherwise known on the street as the naked skydiver. As the story appeared from United Press International, a well-documented news source, you know, one that you can trust, you jumped not only naked skydiving, but you did it 60 times in 24 hours?
I did it 60 times in about 13 hours, actually.
Well, you can't trust the media because they...
Well, the record is for the 24-hour time period.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. Now, before we get into the hilarity and craziness of it, why don't you relate the serious and rather touching motivation behind jumping naked out of the plane?
Well, you know, John, we've all had an interesting year and a half in the world this last year and a half. And a lot of people have dealt with some extreme mental health problems, you know, being locked in your house and not being able to talk to your friends. And it affected a lot of people in a very negative way. I unfortunately lost my grandfather and one of my best friends to mental health issues. And I decided that I wanted to give back and try to raise awareness somehow to that subject. I partnered with Movember. Thankfully, they were very willing to work with me. And we were raising money for the mental health and suicide prevention side of their charity. And I was trying to bring awareness to that fact for my friend that I lost. He didn't get the opportunity to make his naked skydive, which he was very excited about. So I went out there and made it for him, John.
So you said you partnered. What was the organization you partnered with?
Movember. They're the number one men's health charity in the world, actually.
Gotcha. So in the story, you say that it's a somewhat of a – it's an informal tradition for skydivers to perform their 100th jump naked?
Yeah, skydiving has a lot of tradition, and, you know, like all sports, not all members of the sport partake in every tradition, so not everybody does it.
Yeah.
But well, it is it's a fun one, that's for sure.
Well, you say it's an informal tradition, and I got to say, being naked is about as informal as you can get. But, you know, do I want to get to the childish, stupid comments that were put on my Facebook page by grown adults, including my brother? Sure, I will. Tom Landecker, you have to admit he has balls. Ed Buettner, is there a record for that? Was he trying to beat it? Robert Berger, depending on how old, will you tell us what body part touched first? However, the best comment is from Bruce Egan. How many were successful? And of course, obviously, all of them. Yes. When did you first start skydiving fully clothed?
August 26th of 2017.
Was that something skydiving? I mean, I pass a small airport almost every day, and there's a sign out that says, skydiving. Come on in, skydive. And I think about it, and I never do it. What finally got you to do it?
I played ice hockey, and I was the captain of my team, and my team was going for one of the players' birthdays. And I am terrified of heights, John. It's my number one fear in life is heights. And I had gotten my private pilot endorsement trying to conquer that fear. I thought maybe if I could fly an airplane, I wouldn't be afraid of heights anymore. And that wasn't true. I was still very afraid of heights. My friends peer pressured me and gave me all the locker room guy banter that they could give for weeks. I was the captain, so they kept bringing me down. Like, you got, how are you not going to go with us? So finally I said, yes, guys, I'll go. We went the whole drive there. I kept telling them, when we get there, if I say no, I mean no, I'm not going. Right. I obviously didn't say no. I was terrified the whole plane ride up. I couldn't believe I was doing what I was doing. And the second we left that airplane, I was in true utopia. I found my niche. And when we landed, my cameraman said, would you ever do that again? And even in my tandem video, I say back to him, how do I get your job? And that's what I do today.
That's what you do, is record people, you tandem jump and record the video for them?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, that's turning a fear into a vocation. Not bad. We'll do more with the man who's the naked skydiver. A dangling conversation, if you will. You know what? There's not a question I can ask that can't be taken another way. But I'm going to ask him anyway. Let's get down to the brass tacks here, so to speak. The nitty, the gritty, okay, of skydiving naked. First of all, you're naked. How naked?
The only thing that I was wearing, John, was a helmet to hold my GoPro cameras to film the footage for proof and evidence that I made the jumps myself, and a pair of tennis shoes, and my parachute, of course.
Well, of course, but that would make sense to have tennis shoes and a helmet. How many straps are there on a parachute that you would have to put on your naked personage?
There's two that go around your thighs, around each leg, which were my biggest worry leading up to it, you know, chafing and rubbing in the heat and sweating. I was worried about that.
No doubt.
And the chest strap. It's essentially a backpack, so you have two straps over your shoulders, like a backpack, and then a strap across your chest and two on your leg.
So what about that chafing and irritation and rubbing and whatever those straps would do as a man jumps naked 60 times in less than 24 hours?
I got very lucky, and I had a great team of medical professionals that were standing by the whole time. And dry skin was the biggest thing I had to deal with, but they used a cow udder treatment. It's called bag.
Oh, I know what that is. Yeah. I've seen that. It is bag balm. And
I was using that.
And it's like really thick, isn't it? I mean, if I remember correctly, it's very...
Extremely
thick. Yeah. I could understand that would be... But it didn't slip? The straps on the parachute didn't slide at all or give way at anything when you...
Mm. No, I didn't have any issue with that at all. The heat exhaustion, it was 101 degrees, and we were in a heat advisory here.
You're kidding.
And me and my team, no, it was, I was, you know, two times I hit a mental wall, and it wasn't I wanted to quit because of my physical abilities. I mean, I trained for 6 months up to this.
You trained naked?
No, not naked. I didn't do any naked training. Yeah, okay. My manager told me that I should at home. He asked me how often I was walking around naked.
I don't think walking around naked at home equates with jumping out of an airplane naked. I don't see the only similarity being that you're naked, but I don't see how walking around the house prepares one for skydiving naked, but what do I know? You know,
it didn't prepare me at all. The plane, though, I hit mental blocks where it was so hot outside that when we refueled the plane, the wings would be sweating, you know, from the cool fuel going into the wings that were so hot. And when we were taking off, I would listen to the sound of the engine, and I kept thinking, like, man, it's hot out here, and we're pushing this plane really hard over and over. How do I know this plane is okay? And thoughts like that kept running through my head, and I would get nervous and then question, do I really want to do this? And thankfully, I would think about why I was up there and keep going.
So let's, how about the anatomical question that comes to mind? I was going to say arises, but, you know, everything can be mistaken. What about that? I mean, as a guy jumping naked, you know, I mean, I've never asked a man this question ever in my life. What about it? I mean, you just let it flap around? I mean, is that what happens? It's just a...
Yeah, you know the wacky inflatable tube man that, like, car lots use?
Oh!
It is basically that.
What a great answer! That is the greatest answer I've ever heard. You know what? That's awesome. I love that. Because it's immediate visual.
Yeah, it's a very realistic visual, too, I promise.
Oh, man, oh, man. So, Guinness World Records. If I got this right, that they did not have a category for this, but said that if you could perform at least 25 jumps in that time period, they would create one for you?
Well, SANS, which is a skydiving organization, they are the ones that came up with that guideline. They said that I needed to make at least 24 jumps, so one for every hour, before they would recognize it as a world record.
Right, I got you.
And I hit 24 jumps. I started at 5:45 in the morning, 5 minutes before official sunrise.
Man.
And I think I hit 24 jumps about noon, 11:30, somewhere around there.
How high does the plane, to what altitude does the plane fly?
Typically, when you're skydiving, you're going somewhere between 10 and 14,000 feet. But because I was going for rapid succession and...
I've heard many, many a story. Where was I going with this? I got sidetracked. Are you going to do this again?
If somebody tries to break it,
I will
try to take it back. I definitely will. So if you're listening and you're a skydiver and you're going to take it, let's go. We can see which one of us can go further.
You know, nudity
can last longer.
Exactly. See, you can't say anything. Nudity is something that everybody, you know, has a little chuckle over. But, you know, there have been nudist camps. And, you know, there's the initial, oh, look, ha, 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 they're naked. But then after you're there for a few minutes, it's like, really, no big deal. Is that what this experience was sort of like? I mean, there had to be some sort of giggling in the beginning, right?
I walked out of my VIP trailer at 5:45 wearing shorts, and I walked into the tent and took off my shorts before jump one, and my team gave me a towel to wrap in before I walked in front of the crowd. And as
there
I
was
walked
a-
out and the crowd kind of got quiet, I looked at them, and it was kind of awkward because everybody was so silent. And there's a picture on my Instagram, actually, of the moment when I ripped the towel off, because I was like, why am I wearing this? What's the point? When the point of my nudity was also my vulnerability, and people that deal with mental health problems and being afraid of talking or not knowing how to talk to someone, and the vulnerability that takes in itself was kind of the message of my nudity as well.
I didn't realize there was a crowd. How about that? I mean, not only were you naked, but you were naked in front of other people. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, Ryan, it's
interesting.
On the surface, it sounds like a totally frivolous event, but talking to you and hearing about your friend and the health issues certainly casts it in a much more serious light. Hey, thank you so much for being with us, and keep jumping if that's what you want to do. Thank you so much. That's Ryan Knuff of Omaha, Nebraska, made 60 naked skydiving jumps in 24 hours.